Could you kind of explain how you've seen GraphQL change and your position in it?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I first joined the GraphQL community, back when I was an engineer at Major League Soccer, seeing the whole transition from REST to GraphQL, that was like 5-6 years ago at this point, and it has grown and matured so much since then. You know, when I first started at Apollo, I was an open source engineer working on Apollo client. We were about at like 100,000 weekly downloads then. Now, you know, 4 years plus later, we're at over 3 million weekly downloads. We've seen so much innovation happening in the GraphQL ecosystem, from new languages popping up and being supported, new companies starting like GraphCDN. Congrats to you, Max. So there's just been a lot of energy and excitement in the space, and I'm so thankful to be a member of the GraphQL community and be on this journey with you all.
I would actually love to dive into that a little bit. You mentioned that you originally worked at Major League Soccer and then joined Apollo originally as an open source engineer. How did that transition go for you to go from these IC engineering roles into becoming the director of developer experience? How did that transition go for you, and how does it feel to be in this position?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I first started as an open source engineer, I was primarily working on client tooling. And over the course of my year working as an open source engineer, a lot of my work gradually morphed into developer advocacy, whether that was speaking about Apollo at conferences. Where we used to all see each other in person back before the pandemic, either, you know, speaking at conferences, teaching workshops, writing docs and blog posts. And so over time, my role kind of gradually morphed into more of that versus the code. And it had a great impact on adoption. Like Apollo client adoption grew exponentially after that. And so when we were starting to kind of look at our next phase of growth, I was given the opportunity to start a team focused on developer experience from the ground up. So I started leading my team, gradually kind of building out what the developer experience function looked like at Apollo. 3 years later, we're now at 18 people in our org. We have 3 teams, DevRel, education, and video. And it's just been so amazing to both be at a company that gives me a lot of freedom to kind of work on what's going to impact the Apollo community most, but also to the Apollo community for just like being so passionate and excited about GraphQL and, you know, contributing and adopting our tools.
That's so cool. I think education is like table stakes for open source projects these days. But like, how do you kind of combine education and community together? Like, what's the Apollo secret sauce there?
Yeah, so I think, you know, at the end of the day, like developers want to feel productive. They want to, you know, ship their code and get their ideas out there into the world. And so education is really so fundamental and important. And I think when you can really help a developer solve one of their pain points or fix a bug through like either content or code solutions, they then form like an emotional attachment with your tool, right? And they want to be a Graph developer or, you know, an Apollo developer. And so I think really investing in education builds and maintains developer trust, which is so important to then growing and evolving the community. So I think it's kind of twofold, right? Both that like focus on education and then providing a safe space where developers can gather and share ideas, connect and learn from each other.
I also have a question that ties into this, which is, your organization is called Developer Experience, right? How does that relate to the rest of the organization? How does the Developer Experience org work with the engineering organization or the design organization in order to improve the developer experience of Apollo's products and open source libraries, I would assume?
Yeah, absolutely. So it looks different at every company. Like in some companies, it sits under marketing. Some companies, it sits under product. We are really our own standalone org at Apollo. I report to the CTO. And so we are kind of at the crossroads of all of these functions, right? Like we help every function at Apollo, whether it's product or engineering or marketing or customer success. We represent the eyes and ears of the developers. And so part of our job is not only to grow and strengthen the Apollo community, but also help help other functions at Apollo understand who our developers are and what they care about. And so being able to kind of educate every function at Apollo, you know, what matters most to developers, just helps every function become more developer-centric and helps us all act in the best interest of the community. And so in any given week, right, we could be maybe helping marketing with different campaigns and help them discover like what topics are important to developers. Maybe it's caching or security or auth. We could be testing out a new release of Apollo Client or Apollo Server. We do what's called friction logs, where we kind of just like sit in the shoes of the developers and record ourselves like through video going through each of the steps that they would take like to adopt the tool. And so that's been really valuable in providing feedback. You know, we could be working with customers in success and solutions on workshops, for example, or like bubbling back what the community is saying back to product, which will then influence the roadmap. So it's truly a really cross-functional role, and that's what keeps it so fun and exciting.
Yeah, it's so cool that it's its own organization. And a lot of different engineering teams that I've seen, or sorry, product companies, it is kind of buried in marketing. And, you know, the question is like, oh, well, how much impact do I have on DX if I'm in a marketing team versus next to like fellow engineers or like side by side with other teams?